Leith Festival Podcast Network, hosting a range of shows from food and drink, healthy living, music, and so much more. Supported by the Cora Foundation Enabling Neighbourhoods and Communities Grant, the Cora Foundation helps improve the lives of individuals and communities experiencing disadvantage all across Scotland and in developing countries. Hi everyone, I'm Carrie B and welcome to Love That Track. This is your brand new podcast focusing on great music and the reasons we love those songs. Hi everyone, I'm Carrie, it's me, this is Love That Track, your 2022 playlists. So I'm just back from a wonderful long weekend in Liverpool, where I went down for Liverpool Sound City. If you checked out last month's playlist, you will know how excited I was about that. Turns out I wasn't wrong, Liverpool Sound City 2022, you did not disappoint. I came home with a bunch of brand new favourite artists, and also, while we were there, we launched the new Make on Heights single, Headlights, and it's had an amazing response. So I'm going to jump straight into the playlist, talk you through the tracks, and we're kicking off with Headlights, obviously. It's my new baby. The band is Make on Heights. It's myself and my partner, Alexis. So back in 2018, Alexis and I decided that we would launch Make on Heights, our retro-electro synth-pop duo, really from the flames of Sacre Noir, our trip-hop electronic project. We released the first single, The Lion, in 2018, and then we went and played Paris and London and Glasgow and here in Edinburgh, and then we went to London for a bit and did some work down there and came back 2019 with a view to release the next single. Again, we were working with Gregor Fergie, who'd done the video for The Lion, and he'd done this amazing video for Wake Up, our second single. And then the pandemic hit, so we put it out anyway, but we've really just been sitting on a bunch of music for the last 2 and a bit years, and we're so ready to release it. So at the start of this year, we got a studio day at Chamber Studio, thanks to really the support of Cabal Rum and Vic Galloway, who supported the project as well. So we got a day in the studio to record some vocals and mix with Neil Sinclair, and he has done an amazing job for us. We recorded Headlights, this single, and we recorded the next single, which I'm going to just keep under my hat for just now, but it's coming out July, August time. So when we were in Sound City, it was release day, and so we got to speak to some amazing people like Shel Zenner from Amazing Radio, like Sister Bliss from Faithless, and give them our little scan cards and watch them scan them and open up the track and listen to it. And it was great. It was really great connections. So Headlights is the Make on Heights single that's out right now. It's number one in the playlist. It is a wonderful slice of retro electro that myself and Alexis are super proud to be putting out there into the world. Obviously, we've got a video for it. Now, we didn't work with Gregor for this one. We worked with actually an old contact of ours from way back in the day. So it's Neil from Keep It Creative. If you've seen the video, you'll know that already. And he's done a brilliant job for us. I mean, obviously, he's a wonderful creative. He's not just a video maker. He's a musician and producer and all things. Wonderful photographer as well. And we worked with Erin, our stylist, who introduced us to Facelace. And we used Bleach Studios, which is this wonderful new studio space down in Leith. We've been really lucky to be able to get this project off the ground with these amazing creative people helping us and supporting us. So thank you to everybody that I've mentioned so far. I think we must be like 10 minutes into the show already, but you're all so, so, so important to the process. And also thank you to everybody who's been playing it and putting it on their playlist so far. So is this music? Stu, it's always on Savage Recordings because why would we give it to anybody else? Thank you for playing it. Thank you for believing in us. Thank you so much for supporting us for all over the years. We should catch up and have a chat sometime. Everybody at Sunny Govan Radio, there's too many people at Sunny Govan Radio to thank. You've all been amazingly supportive. As always, you guys do an amazing job. And you've just turned 21 and that's incredible. So congratulations to you guys. Ali Campbell at Cam Glen Radio in Scotsway Hay. Wow. What amazing playlists you've been putting us on. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Radio Chaos Caribou, our favourite. We've actually been over to see those guys in France and we love everything they do. They're really great at what they do, those guys at Radio Chaos Caribou. If you like music, they've got a show for you. Just check them out if you don't know them. Postcards from the Underground. My goodness, always supportive. Such wonderful words. Talking about wonderful words, Right Angle TV, you guys just get us. Thank you. Thank you so much. And obviously, Donald Strachan. Donald Strachan on the radio is, I think, my hero. I'd love to be able to be like Donald. I think that's my goal. When I retire, I want to be like Donald. I want to be as committed to the things I'm passionate about as he is. Donald has made Headlights Track of the Month. My goodness. So it's all over Vault Radio. It's on TD1 Radio. It's on Mad Wasp Radio. My goodness, Donald, you're just an absolute legend. Thank you for everything you do. And, oh my goodness, so many other people. Thank you, everyone. I've not got the list in front of me, but you're all so amazing. She Beat Radio, Fiona Liddell. Oh my goodness, my head's gone blank, but you're all wonderful. So thank you. Thank you for playing it. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for everybody involved in the process. It's great to be back doing music again. I'm going to stop talking about me and my music and all my wonderful musical supporters and connections. And I'm going to move on to the Sound City excitement. Usually at Sound City, you come away with at least one new band that you just fall in love with that you'd never heard of before. This year, I reckon I've got about four or five. My gosh. Three of them are Welsh. Now, I'm going to just run you through these. So the first one is Madditronic. Madditronic. She's a solo female electropop artist. The track I've put on is called Intimate. She was captivating. We saw her downstairs at Jimmy's on the Sunday. Wow. She looks amazing. Like, her stage presence is so captivating. Her songs are super catchy. Her voice is unreal. I mean, we all know there's something in the water down there in Wales, but just unbelievable. So the track I put on is called Intimate. So that's the first of my Sound City new favourite act picks. Next up is Edith. Now, that is spelled E-A-D-Y-T-H, and it's got the double dot above the A. I had to check how to spell it because I couldn't find it. Edith was actually up after Maddie on the Jimmy's stage on the Sunday afternoon, and she was like a last minute replacement, I think. She wasn't on the app, so I had to do some digging. But she arrived, there's her guitarist, there's like a bunch of synths, and you just don't know what you're going to get. And then she comes on and she explains that she's neo-soul. You're like, okay, neo-soul, huh? What's this going to be? Wow. Wow, it was like Kate Bush meets Jill Scott or something. This girl's got it. She's just wonderful. So she sings bilingual. So she sings partly in Welsh, partly in English. And that gives her music something really unique, I think. Obviously, I'm sure in Wales, there's loads of folk doing it. But I don't see that a lot. I don't hear it a lot. It was refreshing. It was beautifully balanced. Like, her production, her live beats, her loops, her guitarist, all great. But both of these girls, Maddie and Edith, they have got some superb chops vocally. Stage presence again, it was great. There would be just a good vibe in Jimmy's in the basement. It's a cool venue. I'd never been before. So I really liked it a lot. The staff were really cool as well. The bar was great. So track three on this month's playlist is Edith, and the track is Inhale Exhale. Fourth up on the playlist is CVC. CVC Band, if you're looking for them. I think CVC underscore band on their social media platforms. These guys blew me away. They were on stage at the Zanzibar. Obviously, legendary venue. We saw a lot of stuff there, and another one of the acts that's on the playlist we saw there earlier in the day. Wow, these guys just blew me away. They were my discovery of the weekend. So it's two guitars, bass. The bass player was, like, unbelievable. They were all amazing. Drums, two guitar, bass, vocals, keys. They're from Cardiff. They're going to be huge. They're going to be massive. If you don't already know who these guys are, check them out. Check them out live. Check them out on record. It is something else. It's party, like Super Furry Animals or Goldie Looking Chain, but not like that at all. They're so original and so unique. They're the track on the playlist is called Docking the Pay. Their whole vibe is just eclectic. They look like they don't belong in the same band. They sound like, when they play together, it's beautiful. The harmonies are gorgeous. They are tight. They're technically brilliant. They're such a mad concoction of looking lads on a stage that you didn't know what you were going to get. And I've never been so impressed by a band that I didn't know, I think, ever in my life. They just arrived on the stage, they brought it, they came, they partied, they brought everybody that was in the room with them. Superb. If you get the chance to see these guys, go see them. CVC from Cardiff. CVC. I don't know what it stands for. I actually haven't done any research. I've just done a lot of listening to these guys. They're brilliant. So, Madatronic, Edith, CVC, all from Wales. Like, definitely some of my favourite things that I saw at the festival. Reminding me of my favourite Welsh act. So I popped them in at track number 5. They weren't at Sound City, but you guys deserve to hear this. This is Vinna B. The track is Running Away. Many moons ago, I was lucky enough to play on the same bill as Vinna B when they were playing in Edinburgh at Henry's Cellar Bar. I think it was a brilliant night. I can't remember who else was playing. CeCe Bloom, maybe? It was like Kate Bush meets Beth Gibbons with these wonderful jazzy kind of guitar choices, but really cool synth sounds. And yeah, I've followed Vinna B ever since. Like such a fan of this music. The output is brilliant. They've got new music coming out soon, which is very, very exciting. The track I put on is Running Away. It's a year old or something. But yeah, being in Sound City, seeing all these amazing Welsh bands instantly reminded me that I don't listen to enough Vinna B. Really one of my favourite unsigned artists. And if you like Kate Bush, you're going to love this track. Running Away, track number 5. So back to Sound City and my other discovery. There were loads of bands. There's a band called Alta Meda. They're not on the playlist. They're from Canada. Go check them out. Chef from Scotland. MC from up in Aberdeen was at the Sama showcase. Wow. How have I not heard of you? Nanny from Edinburgh. Amazing. Just absolutely amazing. So many people that I've not put on this playlist because there's 10 tracks only. But one of the other acts that I loved was a girl called Cody Frost. Now, I've since discovered that Cody was on The Voice. And she was mentored by Boy George, apparently, my friend and stylist of the Make on Heights video. Erin was telling me when we went for lunch the other day. I didn't know this. I just thought she had a really cool vibe. Her picture was good. Her bio was good. You know, Sound City, there's 300 odd bands and you can't see everybody. I went with the intention this year of seeing Matilda Mann. If you don't know Matilda Mann, she's not on the playlist. Go check her out. Amazing. Her set was fabulous. Oh, gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. But that was it. For me, I was like, I must see Matilda Mann. I love her music. I'd love to see her live. There was other stuff I was quite keen on seeing, like Self-Esteem, Confidence Man, Yard Act, things like that. But, you know, for me, it was like, go see Matilda Mann. And if you can't get into anything else, because you know it's going to be busy for Self-Esteem, just check out other stuff. And that's how you find the best stuff at Sound City, is you end up in random venues seeing random things. They used the Gig Seeker app and it was good. So I quite like the sound of Cody Frost. But she doesn't mention The Voice. And she doesn't mention the 1 million Spotify streams she's had. She just talks about the music. She's a young girl with her band. And it sounded cool. So we went to check it out. And it was cool, but the sound in the venue was pretty rotten. It was right at the start of the day. I don't feel like I got the best of her. So when I came back home, I listened to all the bands that we went to see. And her stuff's brilliant. The track I've put on is called Chaos. I do remember playing it live. So there's a line in the track and she talks about all of her friends have got ADHD. Like, I don't know if she has ADHD, but it feels like the song has ADHD. It's super focused and super intense and everything's like accurate and precise, but it chops and changes loads. It's complexed, if that makes sense. I don't know if Cody does have ADHD. I always think it's like a superpower, ADHD and autism. It's like it gives you a different outlook, a different inward look as well. But the song feels like that to me. It feels like it's introspective and it's been really well considered, but it's like banging. It's great. It's got some fun lyrics. It reminded me a bit of that Gale track, A, B, C, D, E, F, U. So yeah, it's fun. It's for the kids. It's jump about E. It's pop. It's punk. It's great. Yeah, I loved it. She's definitely somebody I'm going to be keeping an eye out for. So if you're not a Voice fan and you've never heard of Cody Frost, but you like that kind of blend of genres, go check her out. Next up, I've got a track called Molecules. Now, this has nothing to do with Sound City, and it's nothing to do with Edinburgh or Leith. It's just a track that I've been loving this month, so I thought I'd share it with you. It's by Roxanne DeBastian. I think it came onto my maybe Spotify playlist because I've been listening to Beth Atwell excessively recently. I think it just popped up on like a You Might Like, and I did like. Those algorithms, you know, people complain about them, but they do bring me some brilliant new music that I don't know how I would discover otherwise. So, you know, that the maths inside Spotify, sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's good. Track number 7 is Molecules. It's gentle, it's considered, it's a singer-songwriter track. Yeah, it's definitely been on rotation this month, so let me know what you guys think of it. And if you guys know Roxanne at all. I don't really know much about Roxanne. She's a British singer-songwriter. She's all about the DIY. She was invited to be a member of FACT, the Feature Artists Coalition. She gigged loads pre-lockdown, I believe. She had like 500 gigs under her belt. So yeah, I mean, it shows, I think, in the delivery, the confidence of the delivery in this song. But yeah, if you guys know more about Roxanne and want to illuminate me, do. I always love hearing about artists from fans of the artists rather than from Wikipedia-type bios. So do let me know, Roxanne DeBastian. Track number 8 is called With You by a band called Lubana. And these guys are from Edinburgh. I have never heard of them before. But in my role as Leith Festival coordinator, I put a call out for bands and artists to play on the stage. And these guys applied, but the email landed in my spam folder, which was a bit annoying, but never mind. I found it in the end. Unfortunately, I found it too late, so I couldn't find them a space on the stage this year. But I love it, so I'm going to put it on this playlist, and the next time we put on a live show, I'm totally going to try and book these guys for a Leith Festival gig at some point. They're brilliant. So it's electro, it's pop, it's summer. It's called With You, and the band is Lubana. Check them out. These guys are an actual Edinburgh band. Now, next month, my playlist is going to be filled with all of the music from Leith Festival. I'm so excited. It's been a dream putting together the entertainment as well as the stalls and food offerings. Putting together stages for a festival is a dream job for me, and I cannot wait to share with you what I've been able to put together. I'm so excited. We have 2 more tracks left in this playlist. So that was number 8, Lubana from Edinburgh. The track is With You. Track number 9, it's Blood in the Snow by Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs. If you've been checking out previous podcasts, you know what a fan I am of Teed. This is the new single. Check it out if you've loved the previous stuff. I love it. Honestly, this man can do no wrong in my eyes. Another man that can currently do no wrong in my eyes is Kavinsky. And I am leaving the May 2022 playlist. The album's called Reborn and this track is called Trigger. Thank you so much for checking out the playlist. As always, the Spotify link is in the show notes. I have also linked to Macon Heights. Please do hit all those links and don't be shy about letting me know which tracks you love this month. That's it for just now, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Take care. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit the subscribe button and you'll be notified whenever a new episode is posted. Leith Festival Podcast Network. If you'd like to know more about Leith Festival, simply visit leithfestival.com. You can also hit the support button to make a donation or find out about volunteering opportunities and other ways that you can help us to help the community.